You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, you know, even though downtown Boise is made up of brick and mortar buildings, it's really the people and their stories who make up the atmosphere and the personality of downtown. And that's the vision behind Upside Downtown. This is a new initiative and campaign launched by the Downtown Boise Association. Joining us live today to talk more about this are Jennifer Hensley. She is the executive director of DBA, and Keely Linderman, co-owner and head brewer at Woodland Empire Ale Craft. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jenna.
So Jennifer, can we start with you, and can you just talk to us about this new campaign?
Yeah, so we've been talking about how downtown, you know, when you first think of it, you think of buildings and your favorite restaurant and the retail shop that you love or the place that you go and get your hair done. But behind all those things are the people of downtown, the humans of downtown, and they all have very interesting stories. And we wanted to share them.
I think it's such a great idea. And Keely, you are one of the personalities featured in Upside Downtown. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because as I mentioned, I mean, you are the head brewer and co-owner of Woodland Empire, but there's a lot more to your story than just that.
So my husband and I own Woodland Empire. As you said, I'm the head brewer and production manager. We moved to Boise about 8 years ago to open Woodland Empire, and it's been really nice to be part of the Boise community ever since.
So we should mention you're actually, if people are, or if it sounds funny, you're actually in your brewery right now, right, Keely?
Yeah, I am. Working and... stole away to have a couple moments in our tap room where it's quiet right now.
I love it. So Keely, what made you and your husband decide, you know what, we want to come to Boise and let's bet the farm on opening a brewery?
We were living in San Antonio, Texas at the time, and we wanted to open up our own place, but Texas has weird laws about alcohol and breweries. Plus, it was just so crowded. And Boise had a relatively new scene. It was, you know, really vibrant. It had a lot of potential. And we wanted to be where hops and grain and any other local ingredients we could use were, you know, right at our fingertips. So. Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer, what was it about Keely that you thought, you know what, she'll fit in great with this campaign and let's feature her?
Well, you know, it's downtown is special because it's unique. And one of the things I thought was really cool that I heard one evening when I was having a delicious beverage in Woodland is Keely, and tell me if I have this incorrect, but you're the only woman head brewer in this state of Idaho. Is that correct?
I'm not sure if that's correct anymore. I know there are female brewers, right here in Boise. I'm not sure if they're head brewers or not. So I'm not going to say yes.
maybe you were the first, Keely. How about that? Cause we're talking almost a decade ago, you know? So Keely, for you, you know, what was it like when Downtown Boise Association approached you and first told you about this concept, but then said, you know what, we want to feature you and have you tell us a little bit about, you know, about who you are and your story.
I was very honored, to be honest. I thought that it sounded like a super fun project. You know, one of the things that makes Boise what it is the people. And I think that this series showcasing individuals and what make, you know, who makes up the downtown, I thought that it was really important. And so, I don't know, I was really honored, especially to be the first. And it was a really fun process, not intimidating at all, and very friendly people. I enjoyed it.
Well, and you know, Jennifer, I think it's so interesting what you said in the beginning about how we perceive, you know, any downtown, right? It's about like, oh, my favorite restaurant, or there's a retail store. And sometimes you don't necessarily think about the people who own these businesses, right? I mean, I think especially as, look, when I moved here 20 years ago, like you could meet the owners, right? You knew everybody. That's not necessarily the case anymore as Boise continues to get bigger. You know, we've seen this in other cities. So, you know, what was it in particular about because it goes so much beyond just like the business. And what I mean by that is so many, when you talk about local, this is everything. And when I said, you know, bet the farm, I mean, you truly do sometimes put your entire life savings into maybe this dream of opening your own business. So, you know, so when we get back to showcasing who these people are, I mean, was that part of it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it's truly that, you know, yes, your favorite retail shop is great, but the thing that really makes it great is the person who you chat with that helps you pick out that perfect shirt. And one thing with this project that we're going to continue to highlight is not just the owners of businesses or the heads of companies. We've got some stories coming up that will highlight that bartender, that housekeeping staff. We want to show all of the many layers of wonderful humans that are down here.
So how do people find the stories and learn more about who you'll be showcasing?
So upsidedowntown.org is the website. And we also have an Instagram for the project. And that Instagram is @upside_downtown_Boise. And you'll see on there, one thing that's very cool with this project is we're using an illustration format. And so it's a really, and it's not just the stories, but it's visually interesting too.
And Jennifer, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, COVID has been tough on everyone and downtowns, you know, have definitely been impacted. I mean, in particular, downtowns like Boise's, where there's restaurants, you know, bars, you know, shops that had to close for an immeasurable amount of time. Is this also a way to help, you know, and you're right, it's not just the business owner, because like the housekeeper that you're going to showcase, I mean, these are essential workers, but also their jobs could be gone tomorrow if, let's say, a hotel had to shut down. And is it, in your mind, how critical is it that we as a community really connect with the people instead of just the business?
The base layer of everything that's happening down here. You know, downtown is majority made up of small businesses. And behind those small businesses are people who need their businesses to make it. And right now it's very tough. And so, you know, we hope through this project that by telling the stories of the people behind these businesses, that you get like a secondary level of investment in those places. That there's a, you know, you have a renewed love of, you know, Woodland and that delicious beverage you're drinking because you hear a cool story about Keely who made that beverage. It's, you know, it's truly a way to tie people to these businesses and tell them a bit more about what they enjoy.
How long will the campaign run and how many people are you hoping to feature?
This is an ongoing thing. We've released two stories so far. We plan to release a couple a month from here on out.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. I think what a great idea to showcase the people behind what makes, I am very partial to downtown Boise. So what makes it very unique and special. So thank you, Jennifer and Keely. Really appreciate both of you.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with Jennifer Hensley, Executive Director of DBA, and Keely Lenderman, co-owner and head brewer at Woodland Empire Ale Craft, about the newest campaign, Upside Downtown. More Idaho Matters, coming up next.